Tis a good day, good time will be had by all. Jennifer had a good time last night, so she's not here today. But Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, is here, and she has our Fun Friday freebies, among other things. We'll have a 2020 news quiz question in this half hour, 888-302-3684. Once again, a reminder to make note of the new phone line here, 888-302-DOUG, D-O-U-G. All right, so Roberta, what do we have from the Queen of Cheap today that people will be thrilled to hear about in a few minutes?
Ooh, we got coupons for popcorn. We have some great deals at Party City, especially if you're going to be doing the Super Bowl. Some great cookbooks and also a free car seat cover for your little one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. What was Jen doing last night, and how come I wasn't invited?
Because you're in New York and she's in Los Angeles. That'd be rule number one.
Well, I could have flown out there.
She went out to some wine event.
Yeah, she had the wine stuff with all these wine people. This is the anniversary of Super Bowl X, Richie. Pittsburgh Steelers 21, Dallas Cowboys 17.
Yep,
Terry
like that.
Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, and the Steel Curtain,
yep,
they called it. They were the difference. Most
got
valuable
a massive
player.
Defense.
Was W.R. Swan, how was he, was there a relationship between Lynn Swan and W.R. Swan?
That is Lynn Swan.
W.R.?
Yeah.
What's
I don't
W.R.
know why they call him W.R., but yeah, Lynn Swan would have been the MVP there.
Ticket for the Super Bowl on this date, 1976, $20.
Ha! Yeah. That'll get you a soda now.
You can't even get in the parking lot for $20.
Yeah. That's right.
What does the Super Bowl ticket cost this year?
Let's go to eBay and find out.
To buy a 30-second spot's only $3 million.
Right. I would imagine a nosebleed, face value on a nosebleed seat starts at like $225. But let's go here.
All right, you can check that out. Meanwhile, the top five on Hulu this week. I'm looking at some of the trends. Jennifer's trying to teach me where to go and how to pick up on some of the things. Now, Hulu is the retransmission television network, in a sense, right? You pay
yes.
a little...
Right.
The
networks,
you the
$5
network
a month or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing serious. So the top five TV moments this week, according to Hulu, Jennifer Lawrence hosting Saturday Night Live. That's this weekend. She's from The Hunger Games, don't forget. Very popular. Let's see here. Mariah Carey performing on The American Idol. There's something about this Nicki Minaj. Richie and I were talking about her off the air. She's just dirt.
Yeah, she's
she's
weird, man.
Ah, man, I saw a bit of that last night.
She starts talking in a British accent for no reason.
She's disgusting. There was nothing about her. I always have been attracted to Mariah Carey, but I always thought she was okay. What's his face? The country singer is
Keith Urban.
Yeah, he's an appealing guy, and everybody likes Randy. But Minaj, ugh, just dirty looking. Do I sound bad saying that?
No, no. There's a whole article on MSNBC this morning about how American Idol viewers are turned off by Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Right. Renewed interest in the Ellen show. Ellen and Oprah back and forth. Oprah doesn't have the influence that she used to because she's not on conventional table.
She's buried in the cable world.
But she wants to make something of that cable network, so now she gets interviews like Lance Armstrong.
It's a big hit.
Well, this week this has been the number one thing on cable.
Sure.
And it's trended very strong. Armstrong said he took testosterone and some other things, human growth hormone. Some of the people that have watched the interview said he was arrogant. Richie, you have an excerpt, I think, from the interview there that was played last night and the night before on the Oprah Winfrey Network OWN channel.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
In your opinion, was it humanly possible to win the Tour de France without doping 7 times in a row?
Not in my opinion.
So when did you first start doping?
We're done with the yes and no's.
We're done with the yes and no's.
You know, I suppose earlier in my career there was cortisone, and then the EPO generation began. And
began when?
For me or for...
For you.
Mid-90s.
All right, so... that's a piece of the interview. I made a mistake. Last night was the first night. Tonight is the second night. I thought it was the other way around, and it started Wednesday, but I think it is tonight again, Richie, right?
I think it is. I saw about 30 minutes of it last night.
Well, I mean, you can see it all over the place. Bits and pieces and the important parts of it are going to appear everywhere today. So it's something. Is that the more important thing? I mean, to look at the... to cover this sort of thing and to cover it well, the sports talk radio stations have been all over it, news stations have been all over it. It almost pushed the president and the plan to fight gun violence off the number one spot. It really does. And you know what also is trending now? The number one movie this week is expected to be Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie, The Last Stand.
Yeah.
Which looks like a big shoot 'em up. But the reviews of it are actually quite good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Also a good review for Broken City, which stars Mark Wahlberg, who's a very appealing actor in many different ways. Russell Crowe is the kind of bad guy in this one, and he's been playing bad guys sort of a lot more. I don't know whether that's good for his career or not, but he's a real baddie, a real heavy in Broken City. And then there's a movie called Mama, which I don't know much about. Anybody know anything about this movie Mama that's out this week?
I think I do. Hold on a minute. Let me go look at it.
All right, while you're looking, let me tell people a little something about Power Swabs that you may or may not know. Power Swabs, there's a real push on this now because so many different voices have been heard as to how well for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, this has been something we've talked a lot about. I'm apparently the only one who is promoting this on the radio, and they're getting great response. Mostly, I think, not just because, I mean, you hear the story about Power Swabs. It's a clinically tested whitening program that removes stains from your teeth. It's safe because it's made out of a coconut-based substance, all natural. It works so well, you don't have to use trays, no strips, stuff that tastes bad in your mouth. That's why people like it initially. But then they see the results. They see the stains being removed from their teeth, and they see their teeth staying whiter longer, and it sells itself. So there's a lot of back and forth on the various blogs about this sort of thing. And when people have a good success story, they put it on Facebook and they tweet about it. And so that's why this has grown organically, if you'll pardon the pun. Power Swabs, it is an organic substance that can be used to whiten your teeth, and you use it to swab. Works, put it on for a couple of minutes, and then in 5 minutes you'll see the changes. Keep doing it, and the shades of white come back and back. It's not like Procol Harum and a whiter shade of pale. It's a whiter shade of white. And for as little as 7 days you work on it, you'll see your teeth looking marvelous.
Marvelous, says Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, marvelous.
And you know what they say, it's better to look good than to feel good. Azure look marvelous.
Well, you'll feel good and look good. No normal whitener here. Power Swabs works so well on all kinds of teeth, caps, veneers, crowns. You can try it risk-free if you mention Doug Steffen at 800-867-4089. That's the number to call now. Order Power Swabs. Get your teeth cleaned up. 800-867-4089. Call now and save that 50%. For Power Swabs, the number is 800-867-4089.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
All right, you've had enough listening to him. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, let's start with free car seat covers. You know when you have your little ones in the car seat sometimes?
They get nasty.
They get nasty.
Dirty,
and they're trying
smelly.
To sleep or... whatever. Well, this is a car seat cover, and when you get one, you'll get it absolutely free. Actually, it's a car seat canopy. It's not one that you put onto the car seat. It's the one that you put over the car seat in the baby.
Okay.
That way, if they get nasty, you shield them from the sun, or if they get really nasty, just cover them up so you don't see them. We have a coupon for Cinemark, $2 off a large popcorn, good through the 23rd. So if you're going to the movies this weekend, that'll be useful. Snapfish, you can get buy one photo book or calendar and get two free. So buy one, get two free. And still a good time to buy calendars. I mean, look, even if you get one and you give it to, see, you know, your grandma for Mother's Day, it's still 6 months left, right? You know, plus you got it free, so can't beat that. Party City, great clearance event, 50% off just about everything plus free shipping, and that includes the NFL party supplies. So if you're going to be doing a Super Bowl thing, watching men behaving badly, well, you can get your supplies at Party City at half off plus free shipping. And you know that paleo diet, you know, where it's like the caveman diet? Well, we have a paleo slow cooker recipe book for you, and that includes gluten-free recipes as well. So
check them out.
Doing
at
that, check it all out.
.com. 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This week with two nights of performances, auditions from New York, Roberta. Last night, I watched some of this, as did Richie. I don't know, Roberta, did you watch any American Idol last night?
Nope.
No, all right. The ratings, I'm looking at the ratings. The ratings are
down
really
quite
off.
A bit.
But
yeah,
most
at least
people
like
are saying
25%.
Well, they don't want to see Nicki. They don't want to
Nicki Minaj.
They think that she is.
She's a freak show.
She is. The premiere on Wednesday drew 17.9 million viewers. That's a drop of 19% from last year's debut, the lowest rated. And most people cite Nicki Minaj. That has to be a train wreck. That has to be a bad decision. People just don't like her.
I guarantee if that continues, they will be yanking her off of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Right. And Mariah Carey
not at the
likeable.
End of the season either. Like 5 weeks into the season,
right,
she'd be gone. Yeah.
Gone. This is just a bad. I mean, who would think that somebody would want to watch that? Ugh. Anyway. Okay. So having said that, Stephanie auditioned with Dream, a little dream of me.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. And birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Yeah.
Nice voice.
Yeah, that is nice. Okay. So let's keep moving along. Get some taste of some of these other performers that are auditioning. Gabe Brown is a rocker here. His version of Gimme Shelter. Remember, there's no music. It's all a cappella. All right, let's keep moving. I don't need that. Awful. Okay, next. Kevin, performer Kevin, does an auctioneer-style version of 1 Week.
Oh, the bare naked lady.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Got you to side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me.
Terrible, too.
Get together,
all right, next. Let's keep going, Richie. Curtis Finch sings God is Able.
I'm a big fan of Smokey Norfolk, so it's okay.
Dude, I just called him last night because we're here in the area. Dude, he's my favorite. You know this.
But when you talk to him again,
right,
Randy, tell him
God
is
able.
Okay. God is able.
Can I make an observation?
God is able.
And this brings up something that is apparently either I'm just getting it or I'm not watching the show enough. You know, one of the greatest tests of a singer's mettle is how well they sing, let's say, gospel music, spiritual music, because it's really quite a challenge.
That's where a lot of the greats start.
Right, and I don't know why we don't see that, because it is appealing and some great music there. Either these people can't handle it, but I think they're missing out on an opportunity because the public loves spiritual music, that sort of stuff. This isn't going to make it. Ugh, garbage. Randy Neely is next auditioning with Your Cheating Heart.
Best to leave
won't come the whole night through.
Judges like that.
Your cheating heart.
What do you remember about her, Ricky?
I didn't see her.
When tears come down.
Hi. Strong voice, though.
From season 11. At 1817, Richie, contestant Johnny Kaiser came back with his version of Try a Little Tenderness. In other words, he's coming back. Try it again.
Tenderness. I know you gotta do his man. Hold him where you want. Nah, you gotta squeeze him.
All right, so what's the stutterer story, Rich?
It's a guy, his parents brought him here from somewhere in South America, and he has a very, very bad stutter. I'll give you a few seconds of it.
What do you think for us?
I'm going to sing very, very... Hey, Gilbert.
All right, but listen to him sing.
Wow. Just sing all the time.
Wow.
Beautiful voice.
Oh, shoot.
What do you think?
Right here.
Very weary, feeling small.
Nice, huh?
Nice. Yeah, it's smooth. Very good. All right, so people to look out for as the auditions continue on American Idol 20 and after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
The Black Box is a 20-year story because I've been writing about Harry Bosch for 20 years. It's about him going back to the riots in Los Angeles in 1992 and trying to solve one of the many unsolved murders that occurred during those 3 days of unrest.
Crime novelist Michael Connelly has written over 30 books, but his most enduring and popular character is LAPD detective Harry Bosch. The Black Box is his latest and the 18th to feature the fictional detective Bosch. We spoke with the former real-life crime beat writer and now best-selling fiction crime writer.
It's a case Harry worked back then on the special squad in 1992, and it went unsolved, and now 20 years later, it bothers him, and he's going back to it. I'm hoping never to be finished with Harry Bosch as a writer. I made a decision 20 years ago to age him in real time if I got a chance to keep writing about him. So here I am 20 years later, and you live by the sword, you die by the sword. I hope there's a verisimilitude in my books that is the hallmark of the books. And so Harry Bosch is 62 now. He's actually older than any homicide detective working for the LAPD right now. And so it's begging the question, how long can he go in this form? And so I'm going to have to make a change pretty soon in the next book or two. But that doesn't mean it's the end of Harry Bosch. I can go back and fill in the blanks. I can take Harry into a new world or a new life that continues the onward chronological progression of the character.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day. It's the Friday program, by the way. January the 18th is upon us. We have some television news coming up around the corner. Jennifer is not here today. She went to kind of a wine party last night, and we all know what happens to that or at those events. Roberta Fasanella would never be caught dead, anything like that. She's a teetotaler.
Oh, no, not at all.
Richie doesn't drink anything. Oh, well, he has beer, varying degrees.
I had a glass of wine and two beers last night, actually.
Really? I went to an event last night. There was a fundraising expose, and one of the most interesting presenters was a guy who's developed a company called Beer in a Box. And Beer in a Box, a new Los Angeles outfit, but I'm betting it will expand because it has all, it's a little box, has all the ingredients because making beer at home has become very, very popular.
I have one of those on my shelf, basically.
Beer in a box?
Well, I have a beer making kit, and actually the two beers that I had last night went over to a friend's house, and he has been brewing his own beer for the last couple of years, and last night he did a honey brown ale and had about eight guys over to test it.
Tested out. Yeah, the guys showed up.
Yep, the guys showed up and they all drank a couple of beers and sat around and talked about.
What'd you talk about?
Monty Women. Teo.
Really? Did you really?
A little bit, yeah.
Man.
There's a. I'm just looking at somebody sending around an email, you know, of him, you know, with his hands up to the sky from the game where they beat Michigan, saying "I love you, baby," talking about his apparently dead girlfriend. Yeah, Monty Teo.
No, and then, but it's like Tebow invoking God.
Right. Exactly. So, but on the other side of the picture, it shows this fat guy without a shirt on sitting at the computer texting back to him, "I love you too, baby."
Yeah. Perfect. So here is our 2020 news. I'm a little late with this, but I don't know who's answering the phone, Richie, but it would be nice to have a little action there. Michael, is he really?
Yes.
Oh, why is the phone ringing?
He's not there, so let me grab it then.
That'd be good. Okay.
Hold on if you're calling in.
Meanwhile, the 2020 news quiz question is about a personality. This personality, known in real life as Pauline Phillips, she died. Why do we know her? And how do we know her? Pauline Phillips is dead. Do you know why I would be asking you about her? You have 4 minutes to figure it out. Get a swell prize at 888-302-3684. That person wasn't a psychic caller who knew the answer to the question before I asked the question.
They were not, no.
That's what I have all the time with Meredith. I ask her a question, and she doesn't answer it. Or she'll give me an answer, and I'll come up with a question. That's the new game. It's always fun to come up with new games, don't you think so?
Kind of like the Johnny Carson...
Right, Karnak.
Karnak game.
Right, exactly. All right, so who is Pauline Phillips, And why do we know her, and why would we be talking about her? Pauline Phillips in the news. Why? 888-302-3684, which is 888-302. Doug, help yourself to that over the next 3 or 4 minutes. We have our television report coming up. I'm aware of things that are not necessarily front page items. I always like going to look around, and people send me lots of things as well, Roberta. You'll love this. And I wonder if you had the money, how much you would pay for the largest hole, the world's deepest hole, up for sale. It's in a remote area of the Bahamas.
Huh? Yeah, we saw this the other day. On Sean and I watched it online.
Did you?
Saw people diving down. It's amazing.
663-foot deep Blue Hole Bay, a remote area of the Bahamas. Extreme divers go down there. 663. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lot of ooh-wee. What's the deepest you've ever been as a diver?
About 140 feet.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, it's on a 180-acre sort of plantation. It's on the market for $24 million. So would you pay for that? Yes or no? Simple?
No.
The color of blue that this water is, because it's beautiful. So deep, it's just the deepest,
well, the
darkest blue.
The water off the coast of the Bahamas is absolutely, it's something to behold. If you've never been to the Bahamas, something to behold. Just absolutely magnificent.
They showed a guy who dove down to, I don't know, it was 400 and some feet or whatever it is, and set the world record.
It's 663 feet,
sorry. Right. So he goes down, and they have the line with the weight at the bottom of it, and he swims down all the way, touches the thing at the bottom, reaches it, and then comes back up, and then at like 150 feet, he has like rescue divers there to help him the rest of the way if he needs help. Oof. But he makes it up by himself and comes out. And his prep for this is he's swallowing air. So he's laying on his back in the water and taking in a breath and swallowing it. And his lungs, his chest looks like a barrel when he's done.
Wow. Yeah.
And he sits here for like 2 minutes and does this, and then goes down, and then comes back up. And then when you come back up, you have to take off your goggles to set the record for it to be official. You have to give them a thumbs up, and you have to then say, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And you have to do it in that order. If you do not do it in that order, let's say you put your thumbs up and say, I'm okay, and then take your goggles off, it doesn't count.
Really?
And the reason is because they want to show that you are, because this really apparently messes with your brain, with your head.
Oh, it does.
And you're all disoriented.
Yeah.
So part of breaking the record
is... It badly, too.
Right. Is you have to be kind of with it enough to do this in the right order to show that you're not disoriented. And the guy didn't do it.
He
took his goggles off, said, I'm okay, and gave a thumbs up or whatever it is in the wrong order. And they said, sorry, you didn't do it.
Yeah. All right. But in that circumstance, he can bounce back because he's learned his lesson. I was thinking about Thomas Edison. How many times did this guy...
It was 1,000 times.
Yeah, right.
10, light bulb. Yeah.
10,000 light bulbs that didn't
work. I think it was 2,000, actually.
I think you'd find it was 10, Richie.
No.
You want to put a couple of bucks
on? Let's go look. It's easy enough to find out.
Meanwhile, while you're figuring that out, I want to talk about success, because it's my favorite subject. A lot of people start the day thinking they're headed for failure. It isn't going to work. They go to their work, and the boss sees this, by the way. Employers don't want you. This is sort of self-defense for those people who work in small business, large business, whatever it is, but more likely you have a closer contact with the boss if it's a small business. Mm-hmm. If you come to work every day and think, oh, my God, oh, I can't. I was around yesterday afternoon. It's about 4:45. I was leaving an office building off of the 405 in Culver City. And these two guys were talking about, they were looking at their watch, and you could almost hear them looking at the seconds. Okay, man, I got to leave in 15 minutes, no, 14 minutes, no, 13. And they're just standing there talking to each other, ripping off the company that's paying them. Why? How do you do that? That's so out of my genetic makeup, Roberta.
I know.
People who just screw.
Years ago, we used to have somebody that worked here, and she worked at 9 to 5.
Yeah.
At 4:50 in the afternoon, she would have her purse
ready
sitting at the front door,
on
the couch at the front door, like packed up, ready to go, saying, okay, I got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's not going to last.
Yeah, what does she do for the 10 minutes?
You finished packing up.
Ugh.
So it's not like she would work till 5 and then pack her things up and go. She would work till 4:45,
right.
Pack her things up, and then maybe go to the bathroom, whatever.
How are you at your best? How do you not let yourself down, never mind the people that are working with you that are counting on you to do your job? The boss wants you to do your job, but you're not alone. Most of all of us work with other people. And you don't accomplish anything good or great by being by yourself or sort of taking advantage of the situation, if you know what I mean. You go back again and again and again and you find success. How many times did he try this, Richie, the light bulb? Did you find out?
I do see one that says 10,000.
Ah!
10,000 times. Now I'm trying to confirm that I was right instead of
you. That's a lot of times. I don't know if that's possible.
Winston Churchill said, Roberta, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
Right.
That's what you have to remember. And so people, when they hear a challenge like me asking in the 2020 News Quiz who Pauline Phillips is, they would discuss it with people that are around them. They want to know for sure they get the right answer. Jamie is in Chisholm, Minnesota, listening to you. Good day. Hi, Jamie. Welcome.
Thank you.
So who is Pauline Phillips, and why are we talking about her?
She was the advice columnist, Dear Abby.
Did you know that before you looked it up? Did you know who she was?
No, I heard it. I heard it on a local radio show yesterday since she was from Minneapolis.
All right. So Pauline Phillips, yes, known to millions as Dear Abby, died yesterday. She had dementia. She was 94. Aww. Hadn't written the column for a long time. Her daughter, Jean, took over the column a number of years ago. And you can find that story in detail, the story of Pauline Phillips, Dear Abby's life, at DougStephan.com. In fact, our poll today asks whether or not you ever have written to Dear Abby. A, yes, and she answered. B, yes, but I never got a response. C, no, I wrote to her sister. Who is her sister? Do you know who her sister was, Jamie?
No, not at all.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to find out if Joy, who's in Defiance, knows. Who is her sister? Who is Dear Abby's sister? Do you know?
Ann Landers.
Ann Landers, yes. Give her a prize as well.
Wow.
All right, so Joy gets a prize, Richie, and Jamie gets a prize. Yeah, that's the right answer. Ann Landers, two sisters. What would be the chances? Think about this. These two girls growing up, and they both become very successful advice columnists.
Really, no, nobody knew their brothers growing up being football or basketball or baseball stars.
What's an example? Who's an example of that? Baseball players in Baltimore.
You have, right? Yeah, the Ripken brothers.
Ripken, yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, so check that story out anyway. DougStephan.com. The television report coming up in a moment or two. I've been vindicated because Richie found out what I said about Edison.
Yeah, we even have somebody post on Facebook.
I can now move on with comfort.
You win.
Reminding me and you about something that a lot of times we take for granted. I was looking at a newspaper story here in Los Angeles yesterday. The headline reads, Vet Jobless Rate Still High. Soaring unemployment bedeviling the Afghanistan era veterans. There are some people who have gotten out of the service, Roberta, 5 years ago, and they don't have a job. The unemployment rate.
That's a travesty.
It really is. And
Absolute travesty.
It actually peaked last year. It's gone down a little bit, but it's still very high. The folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation have taken it on as their mandate to help and support veterans who can't find jobs. If you are somebody who has supported those in the military, maybe you've been in the military, you know how bad the government treats you, and you're very supportive of some of these private 501c3 nonprofits helping, get behind the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They are one of the groups dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they ought to have. You can help by calling 877-743-1631. Go above and beyond. They have, so you can. Help us serve them by calling and giving 877-743-1631. I'll tell you what they're looking for. Cars that have a title, boats that got a title, anything that they can sell. You get the tax credit, all of it, the complete tax credit. Some people just want to give money. You can do that, too. Same connection, 877-743-1631. That number to get involved and to help at the Purple Heart Service Foundation is 877-743-1631.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
0 to 60. I'm Bobby Owens. Can you improve upon delivering great performance, craftsmanship, and fuel economy year after year? If you're Chrysler, you can, but times three with the unveiling of three new Jeep 2014 versions at this year's Detroit Auto Show. The 2014 Grand Cherokee, Grand Cherokee SRT, and the 2014 Jeep Compass. Jim Morrison, Director of Jeep Brand Marketing.
Jeep has elevated the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV to even higher levels with best-in-class fuel economy and available clean eco-diesel engine with a host of advanced user-friendly technologies and safety features. And the Grand Cherokee SRT8 features revisions that further heighten its fun-to-drive factor during a daily commute or for more spirited driving on the track.
The 2014 Jeep Compass offers an updated design both inside and out.
With legendary Jeep capability and design, the 2014 Jeep Compass delivers great value for the consumer, including fuel economy up to 30 miles per gallon and loads of standard features.
Log on to Jeep.com for more. That's 0 to 60 from Jeep.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The poll this week, as American Idol came back, will you watch it this season? Pretty interesting results, Richie, from that. 20% of those who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, I doubt it, I hardly watched it at all last year. 17% said, yeah, I can't wait. 16% said, the auditions, those are usually hilarious. 14% said, I might occasionally watch American Idol. 13% said, I wait till the end and tune in to see who actually wins.
Yeah.
8% said, I can't remember the last time I watched American Idol. 11% said,
what
I didn't know the
American
show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. It was still on. So American Idol, and we were talking earlier, I don't want to underscore it too much about how nasty, dirty the image is of Nicki Minaj. Yuck. And speaking of that, Chelsea Handler is in trouble with her bosses. They don't think she's funny. There's a report that Comcast, which now owns NBC, which owns E! The Entertainment Network, which is where her show airs, she made a joke about Al Roker's admission that he pooped in his pants. She joked, quote, this isn't the first time a Today Show cast member was in the news about this sensitive subject. For years, it was common knowledge that Matt Lauer spent every morning doing the same thing with Ann Curry. The folks didn't like that at NBC. Chelsea's writers were told to lay off Matt. No talking about the Today Show.
Oh, he's protected territory.
End of story. Ah. Right, exactly.
Wow.
All right, so that's the story on Chelsea Handler. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. You got the whole story on everything going on here.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, and keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To fly, we'll find out. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. I wonder when there are incidents like several have been reported this week, if that affects people's desire or their ability even to get worked up to go to the airport and get on a plane. We'll talk about that and what the bargains are. They continue. It's a great time of year to take a trip. Tom underscores all of that from bestfares.com. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Quality of travel, quality of the airplanes, quality of the airline, all subjects that Tom Parsons at bestfares.com has to deal with. There are a lot of people who are just picking up. There was actually a big news story, sort of surprising this week, but when you think that it's negative, then you know why it becomes a big story. The new Dreamliner, the 787 from Boeing, there are 50-some-odd of them flying in the world, and not many of them in America. Most of them are in Asia, grounded because a battery burned up on a couple of them, Tom. So what does that do when people see headlines like that, or they see the story, which was much ado about nothing, of the two planes clipping each other, just barely touching in Miami, and the headline, nobody injured. Well, the planes barely touched each other. They both took off. But this serves, you see, what drives me crazy is these people are soliciting advertising from companies who are going to want to promote flying, and yet they have these stupid stories. You know, it'd be one thing if it was true or there was some fact to it or some reasonable expectation that there was danger, but there wasn't any. So,
one in Miami, well, yeah. You know, it's just like when we have snowstorms, so many thousand flights get canceled, and the airlines are going to lose a whole bunch of money. But it's just like, you know, trying to raise airfares this week for the second time this month, but we'll have to see if it sticks and flies, too. But
if nobody else matches it, then they bump off of it, right? Yeah, why are they trying to raise them now? Because there aren't that many people flying now.
Yeah, they're also trying to raise them because, you know, they can justify it because the price of fuel has gone up about $4 or $5 a barrel. But, you know, they've made those adjustments many, many times in the past.
Yeah.
So it's just an excuse to try to get fares higher. But again, when you can still fly from the East Coast to the West Coast for just under $300 round trip, you can't, you know, don't worry about these fare hikes.
Right.
I mean, they'll adjust themselves and And I mean, even L.A. to Fort Lauderdale this week, $239, or San Jose to Maui. This is, if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the first couple weeks of February, $255 to Maui from San Jose.
Is that round trip?
Round trip.
Really?
And
what is it from L.A.?
It's about $300 and some dollars.
It's
about $379, but
yeah.
That's still not a bad fare. But New York, and you know, New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., and you know, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, they're all about $300 coast to coast. Yeah, they used to be, you know, $198, but the tax, but the fares I'm quoting include that $20 or $40 in security
taxes.
You
know, that's an interesting thing. If you rent a car and you're given a quote, like I rented a car yesterday for Philadelphia next weekend for a day, and the car rental was like $49. But by the time you finish paying the airport tax, the building tax, this tax, that tax, the other tax, it's $74.
Yeah, well, that's another thing about Houston Intercontinental and Houston Hobby or Dallas-Fort Worth versus Dallas Love Field. The car rental rates at Houston Intercontinental and Dallas is almost double.
Right, through the roof.
Yeah, double.
As Cleveland is ridiculous. Those places that have the airport pickup way off of the airport, and then they charge you for the bus ride. It's my fault you put the damn thing way out there. Leave it at the airport. $5 for a bus ride? Hey. All right, so there it is. Little info, where to go, some suggestions from Tom Parsons. Get the full details. You can go to Tom Parsons' picture at DougStephan.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.